Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends, wherever you are in the world. You have just checked in with the podcast Your Healing Playground, where we talk all things healing, play, individualized healing. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your doctor, your witchy doctor, your change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And this morning, you get to listen to me talk about the portals to the parasympathetic state, really the portals back to a healing state. And the parasympathetic is one of two nervous systems. We have a sympathetic nervous system and a parasympathetic nervous system. These are the messages. They're the highways that bring the messages to the brain. And it's our nervous system that is always out there sensing life and telling our brain all about what's going on. And the brain is the integrator. The brain is the place where all the inputs come. And then it's the sort of it tries to be the director of our lives and telling us how to feel, how to be, how to move. The mind is, there's the nervous system and the brain. And it's the brain that is the conductor and the orchestrator, or so it thinks. But you know, a conductor of an orchestra, they could stand up there and move their arms and conduct. And if the body, the musicians don't want to show up, the conductor has nothing to conduct, right? But the conductor can have a really big ego, and it could think that they are in charge. That's the way our brain often works. The mind thinks it's completely in charge and it's telling the body what to do. And that is good when it's good and bad when it's not good. And what I mean by that is we need to use and integrate all of our brain. We need to integrate the parasympathetic and the sympathetic to have what we call, several have described, whole brain living. And what happens is the mind, and especially that logic, rational brain, in our society right now, that brain has hijacked and tries to control itself separate or slightly differently than the body. And the body is really critical in this. And we need to have an integration of mind and body. And we have to have an integration. So mind and body is the form and the structure of who we are. But aliveness, the difference in aliveness versus a corpse, is the energy. And the energy is always moving, and the energy affects our state of being. What state are we living in? And that energy is always coursing through us. But sometimes the mind is hijacking and interpreting that energy in ways that aren't beneficial to our long-term health. And I'm going to get a little sciencey later, and maybe some of you might find this sciencey as well. My brain has a hard time shutting off. My brain has tried to control my body and my life for decades because I was raised in a household that really prided itself on thinking, logic, rationality, and achievement. Now, connection, collaboration, creativity, innovation, acceptance, and trust are just as important as what I say was really prioritized in my life, which was intelligence, rationality, logic, following rules, and being in the mind. And so much of my life, I was a head on a stick. And yet, there were times in my life that I also knew I was very much embodied. And when I was embodied, I was creative, collaborative, innovative, activation. I was flowing. I was connecting. I was dancing. I was playing. When I was in summer camp, like life was flow. And there was times and structure for reading and learning, but there was so much flow and so much embodiment that those times of my life were the times when I was living in a much more relaxed state, which we call the ventral vagal pathway. If you read about polyvagal theory and Dr. Stephen Porges, because we have this parasympathetic, rest, digest, relax, reproduce. That's the dorsal vagal pathway, and that is where healing actually occurs. And then we have this sympathetic nervous system, and we talk about that fight, flight, freeze, or please. And that is where we are in mobilized, hypervigilant, am I safe, what's going on mode. And we do not heal this body in that state. We don't heal the mind in that state. We heal in parasympathetic. We mobilize and get ready for terror in sympathetic. But the way we live is in the balance of the two, in this ventral vagal pathway, this relaxed state where fear is not fear, it's excitement. Where relaxation is flow, it's not couch potato. It's not checking out and leaving the body, it's engaging the body. It's not overly vigilant, preparing to fight, preparing to run, or even worse, leaving the body and just freezing and like, I'm stuck and I can't make a decision because I don't know if my decision is going to be right or wrong or right or wrong or right or wrong. It's like, I'm going to make a decision. And all decisions become right decisions when you play in the flow state, because even bad decisions, quote unquote, are just mistakes. And if we slow down enough to learn from them, then they're never a bad decision. They're a learning. They're a growing. They're an evolving. And we have to bounce between the two. We have to surf on the surfboard. There was a guy who once explained to me surfing and the incredible rush that he got from surfing. And yet, he said while he was surfing, he was engaged, he was focused, he was so in his body and in the wave and like completely one with the ocean, the wave, the surfboard, the body. He was fully engaged in his sympathetic nervous system. And then when it was like he was riding the wave and coming in and all of everything was like on fire. And then as he got in, kind of after riding the wave, it was this moment of just nirvana, right? Have you ever been in a time in your life when you're so focused, so engaged, so on fire? And when it's over, that's when like you let the energy out and you go, that was just amazing. Right? Some of us are adults and some of us can play in the bedroom and adult play. And when you're playing in adult play and eros and sexuality, the body is totally focused, possibly, if you're in your body. And some of us have sexuality while we're still in the mind. But if you can get really focused on the body and all the body sensations, and you might be tense and focused and feeling the aliveness in your body, and you're so heightened, and there's connection, and you're connected to your body, maybe you're connected to your partner, and you're feeling alive. And then there's this incredible over-the-top relaxation of orgasm. And it's like, the wave of pleasure that shows up. And what if life was like that, where we have excitement and relaxation and excitement and relaxation, and we're constantly surfing that surfboard, times to relax, times to be activated, but not in the terror mode all the time. And yet there are folks who absolutely risk death to feel fully alive. And I'm thinking about the movie Free Solo, where those climbers literally don't connect with ropes and harnesses to boulder. And they are literally risking their life for that intense moment where they are so on fire and alive. And when it's over, they are like in this ecstatic state of true, true living. Someone who is about to make a Broadway debut, they've spent their entire life to be on stage. And guess what? They're risking rejection, which is a form of death. The athlete who is desperate to hit the home run when it's the bottom of the ninth and it's two out and there's bases loaded and they want to be a hero. And they're risking death because they may miss the ball, strike out, and they're the dog, right? They didn't win the game, they lost the game, and they might beat themselves up for the rest of their life. That's death. But to have the chance to be so alive, they're willing to risk death. And they wake up and do it all over again the next day. And the Broadway performer wakes up and goes back on stage. And the surfer hits the wave or misses the wave. And he gets up and he does it again. Or she gets up and she does it again. That, my friends, is balancing aliveness and death. Parasympathetic. With sympathetic aliveness, I'm going for the gusto. I'm trusting that my body is going to do this for me. Brain, get quiet and flow with me. Don't fight with me. Get engaged, but not over engaged that I can't make a decision, that I can't do it. And how do we play that game? How do we balance these two nervous systems? How do we play the game of life? Because my friends, it is a game of life. We are never guaranteed another moment, another day. And to truly live, we gotta risk rejection, death, failure, making a bad decision. We got to stay fully engaged with all of the brain, of all of the emotions. We got to love the fear to truly live. Otherwise, we're living immobilized, shut down. We're living a death, a slow death by poison. When we are immobilized, we got a low heart rate, low muscle tone, low energy. When we're safe, we're blissful, dreamy, tranquil, meditative, right? So this parasympathetic can be dreamy and relaxed and amazing, or it can be totally shut down, right? When we're mobilized and in a good way, when we're safe, we're energetic, active, playful, motivated. But when we're unsafe, we are fighting, flighting, stressed, anxious, fearful. So sympathetic in the terror mode is anxiety. Checked out in the parasympathetic is depressed and despair and can't get out of bed. So how can we be energized, playful, dancing, sports, excitement, as well as bliss, intimate, relaxed in a calm state? That's where we can combine the two nervous systems. And the way we get there is by whole brain living, from getting embodied and mind together. And we now are going to take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about feeling both sides, parasympathetic, sympathetic, and balancing your nervous systems, your emotions, your life.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are here on the Your Healing Playground podcast. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and I am your witchy doctor and your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And I'm going to put a big shout out. 2 weeks from today is my birthday. 2 weeks from today, I am going to have a wave of play around the world. I am taking the day off and I am having a dance party. I am going to have waves of an open Zoom room for people to dance with me, dance their day away, whether it's calm dancing, excited dancing. We're going to move our bodies, move our emotions, and we are going to live in this relaxed ventral vagal pathway. And I'm going to activate and live what I preach. And I hope you check out my Facebook, my LinkedIn, my Instagram. I will put up the Zoom links in, let's hope Zoom crashes. I'm going to have waves of Zoom rooms all throughout the day from 5 in the morning Pacific to 9 p.m. Pacific. So all around the world, if you listen, if you know me, come and dance, whether it's 5 minutes or you stay for the whole wave, 3 hours, or you want to play with me all day. We are going to change the world. We are going to raise money for the Foundation Fighting Blindness because we are revisioning how to do life. We are celebrating play and dance and movement and flow. And what better way than through music, because we are light and sound energy at our core. Now, back to our programming about getting into this relaxed ventral vagal state, right? I don't want to sort of read my journal entry from 3 a.m. on Friday night, but I want to explain. I actually woke up at 3 a.m. and I was in a flow state. I had a lot of hyped up energy. My brain was on fire. And yes, it's a weird thing that this happens to me at times. And I journaled and I journaled and I journaled. And what showed up for me at 3 a.m. is an explanation of why we feel this intense seesaw in a lot of ways between the fight or flight, rest and digest, and why we need to surf the surfboard and why this is part of us. So I just invite, I'm a fertility doctor. I'm always dealing, right, with birth, life and birth. And so what showed up for me is, you know, we live in a universe right now that prioritizes logic, science, and really poo-poos magic and faith and trust. And it's all about like doing, not being. And I'm trying to learn how to balance these two. And I'm learning to notice magic and synchronicities in my life. And I realized, first of all, that magic is always present. It's the wave of the unknown that is one step ahead of science. Okay? So science, in a sense, is our logic, and magic is what we still don't know. And as we learn more, magic is one step beyond it. It's the universal stuff, the stuff in the universe that we don't yet completely understand. And then when we understand it, that becomes science. And then we push the envelope and there's more magic. And we need to understand that we don't understand everything. And that's brilliant because we can't yet understand all of the way the universe is made up. We understand so much. And there's always stuff we don't yet understand. And what was showing up for me, I try and teach my my clients, my patients, about embracing and really imagining their future. One of my mentors says, feel good, place your order, feel good. Love your life. Life is lived. Emily Fletcher says, feel good, place your order, feel good. And Eckhart Tolle says, your life is lived in the now. And indeed, life is lived in this moment, right now, in this breath, right? This breath is going into your body and bringing aliveness within. So life is lived in the now, and we need to stay in the present. But our brain is always moving forward and back, forward and back. Am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe? So let's dream our dream. That's placing your order. And we have to dream our dreams. We have to feel it, taste it, smell it, touch it, think it in all four of our bodies, our mind body, our heart body, our physical body, and our energetic body, thoughts, images, body sensations, and emotions. We have to really, really feel it. And then that's placing the order, not just a wish, but truly feeling it to tell the universe, this is what I want. Whole body dreaming. And then you told the universe, just as if you're out to a restaurant and you tell the chef what you want. You're looking at the menu. I can have anything on the menu. The universe is huge. This is what I want. And the chef is going to make it for you. And then if you're at a restaurant, you go back to enjoying your evening and feeling good. And so I want you to live in your now, and I want you to place your dream. And so as I was thinking about that, I, 3 a.m, wake up and I'm going, you know, it all starts with a thought. You started with a thought. Mom, dad, have this thought. I want a baby. Or it could be as simple as I want sex and you are an accident, right? I want pleasure in my body. But it starts with a thought. And the thought is physics. It's the quantum universe. It's a random electrical firing. It's just, it's this energy of thought. So it starts with physics. And then the thought, I want a baby. I need connection. I need to connect with another human to make a baby. That's chemistry. It's connection. It's exchanging bonds. And some of you girls are out there and you're single and you're coming. Well, you're finding the doctor and you're finding the sperm donor. And that in itself is also connection. Some of you have fertility problems. You're finding a doctor and it takes three. It's the mom, the dad, and the doctor, and maybe an egg donor, maybe a gestational surrogate. But we have to have connection. So we went from physics, energy, to chemistry, connections, right? Collaboration in connection. And from that, biology, physics, chemistry, biology, egg and sperm and a spark. Oh my gosh, I just made a seed. And this seed is moving its energy and it's rolling down the tube and it's taking in energy from its surroundings. That's the physics, right? And then it is deciding whether it connect. Is it safe to connect to the uterus? That's chemistry. And if it connects to the uterus and it invades and it grows, that is biology. And so physics, chemistry, biology. And it all started with that thought, that magical thought. And then you grow protected, holy, the entire you. And you are one with your mom. You are trusting that this mom, this place, this environment is 100% safe. And you are 100% safe. You are bathed in water and you are fed through the umbilical cord and you are protected in this incredible cocoon that is the uterus and the bag of waters within it. And you are one with your mom. And lo and behold, your mind, as far as we know, is not really directing traffic. The energy of just the universe is directing your growth and directing you in becoming you. And you are so brilliant without that mind on board. There's this body, just this divinely orchestrated body of yours that you get yourself birthed. Whether it's by C-section or vaginal, you get yourself birthed. And in that instant, you go from this safe cocoon oneness of mom into a whole new environment of air where they cut the cord. You are alone. So from oneness, you are now two in a completely new environment, and terror sets in, the mind turns on, and you cry. And in that cry, you are saying, oh my God, I was one, I was big, I was one with the universe. Now I'm two, I'm alone, I'm tiny, I'm helpless, I am scared, and the only way I can survive is to have my energy, my emotions, and release my energy into the world to invite collaboration in, to invite others to help us grow. But we have been taught instead to fear, to not trust the universe, but to fear the universe. In that cry, it's an open-ended invitation to connection, But we are holding the universe and the divinely orchestration. We are one with everything. And this body knows exactly what it's doing. It even knows to cry, to invite in connection. And do you see how we have to dance? That the body always knows. And energy, emotions are there to connect us with other humans for not competition, but collaboration, because it is in collaboration that we have developed the intense, amazing society. Now, gentle competition is okay, but collaboration is how we became so powerful. And in that moment, in this instant, in this nowness of holding the trusting of the universe and the terror, I am alone on an island and I need others to connect with. I leave you to the break and for you to connect to yourself, go get a drink. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network and we are playing with trust and terror and finding ways to collaborate in our bodies, our mind and our body, our energy and our structure, so we are whole. Let's take our break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
We are back. We are back on Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you were not here in the first break, I invite you to my dance party all around the world, all around the time frame, from 5 in the morning to 9 p.m. Pacific time. I will have waves of an open Zoom room for us to party and play and celebrate aliveness, because aliveness is about dancing with your body, connecting to all of you, your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. And that's where we are most well, when we can connect with all heart and soul, mind and body. And I want to go back to what I was just saying about birth, right? When we are born, right? Day one, when you come out, everyone looks at you and everyone knows you are magic. You are a miracle just in nature of being born. You are whole. You are a gift from the universe to humanity. And it's truly miraculous, that you are here, right? And in the acorn, right, is the entire oak tree family and the entire forest. Well, guess what? In your seeds, you can regenerate the entire population of humanity. You are that big, that magical. You are the universe in human form. You are carbon, you are oxygen, you are water, and you are fire. So is the sky, so is the earth, and so is everything else in this universe. And energy, fire begets structure. Thought leads to form. Energy created you. Okay, energy created this universe. There was a soup of energy, and then there was this big bang, and out of the big bang became form, the universe, stars and planets, and from that became one-celled beings who then decided to cooperate and become multi-cell things, and then those became vegetation, and those vegetations became animals, and those animals became humans, and that's evolution. But energy is where it all started. And there's light and dark energy, right? And there's black holes where energy goes to die. And there's the universe where energy goes to live. And that is evolution in the science, right? But you mimic that. The microcosm and the macrocosm are always reflections of each other. So you are magical and whole, and the entire universe in human form. You are that big. And don't be shameful of that. And simultaneously, when that cord was cut in that cry, what happens is you forget your wholeness. You become tiny, helpless, dependent on others for survival, dependent to communicate, collaborate just to survive. And that is true for those one cell organisms and the plants and the animals and the humans. Because we are both teeny, weeny, 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 and magnificently huge, right? So we need connection and creativity of how to create life, right? The one-cell organisms decided to collaborate and make multi-cell organisms. And those multi-cell organisms, right, made vegetation. And on it goes. And you and your body. You are water, you are carbon, you are these connections of all the molecules dancing, and you are human cells, and these collaboration of all the cells that went and separated into different organs, and they're working in collaboration with your microbiome because you have more bacteria, more virus, more fungi in your body than you do human. All right, so are we human or bacteria? We are both. Are we mind or body? We are both. Are we energy or form? We are both. Are we big or are we small? We are both. And I invite you, the feminine in all of us created this universe of us, right? Birthed us. But the feminine in all of us is the energy. It is the emotions that needs to move. It doesn't want to stay stuck. It wants to create. It wants to be creative. It wants to innovate, navigate, and make us even bigger than we are. And if we're all over the place, we get anxiety. So we need structure and form to manifest that energy. But we need balance. And that's why we have two nervous systems, right? We want to be activated, energized, and do all the things we want to do. That's the sympathetic in the activation mode. But too much of it, and we're overwhelmed and on fire. Fire can be kindling and cook our food and help us digest and help us get bigger brains. Or fire can destroy the entire community. So we need to rest and digest. We need to calm ourselves down. We need to flow. We need to be relaxed. We need to do that with breath. And too much calmness, and we're couch potatoes, and we're depressed, and we can't function. We are completely immobilized. So how do we move between these systems? How do we activate the parasympathetic nervous system? So I'm going to invite you into a super amazing, simple exercise. So breath is our aliveness. Without breath, we're dead. Bottom line, breath is aliveness. And how we breathe can activate our energy state. And then from our energy state, we decide where we're flowing. So breath literally can make us in the state we want to be in, or breath is how we move the molecules, and the molecules are dancing. Dance works too. Movement is important, but let's start with breath. And I invite you right now, we're going to do an activating breath to start with. And that's going to actually relax us, right? We're going to activate to relax, just like sex activates until we orgasm and we relax. So I invite you to squeeze in and tighten all your muscles of your root, the bottom of you. You're grounding into the body of who you are. You are grounding into that big buttocks muscle. You're grounding into your pelvis, and you're breathing in and you're squeezing that muscle really, really tight. And you inhale. And you're holding that inhale and you're squeezing your muscles. And then I invite you without an exhale to breathe in through your heart and maybe your stomach and tighten up those muscles as well as you breathe in. And without exhaling, tightening all the muscles of your body, all the muscles of your body, breathe in also through your head and maybe tighten all the muscles in your face and your head. And then one last sniff to connect to the universe. And hold and tighten and hold and tighten and hold and tighten. And then we're going to close our mouth, breathe out our nose, and hum. Mm. And I bet you felt some tingling in your body. And there is a gentle relaxation, but an activated relaxation. An aliveness of being. Because that physiologic tension and release is the movement from sympathetic to parasympathetic in that alive ventral vagal state. I know right now I am tingling, I am alive, and I'm in a ventral vagal state. Now, breath is the steering wheel to move in your nervous system. And you might be breathing. Like now, hopefully you're calm and collected and tingling. But maybe you're in terror mode and you're breathing really, really fast because something is hurting you. And you're running away from something scary. You're in pain. And you're really in that fight or flight mode. And you need to bounce over to calming your body down. We're going to use a slightly different breath. We're going to breathe in for 4 and we're going to hold for 7. And then we're going to breathe out the nose or the mouth for 8. And we're going to do that right now. Breathe in for 4. And hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And breathe out for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to invite you to do that one more time. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And on this beautiful exhale, say ah. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we, on that relaxing note, are going to go to breath. And I invite you during break to notice, how did your nervous system change? Because breath is the steering wheel. And you can move it. You can energize with the fire breath. and you can relax with a slow grounding breath. And we're going to go off to break. I invite you to play with your breath.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. I am your witchy doctor, your change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are here to help you play with your body. We are here to help you recognize that it is normal to have sympathetic fight, flight, freeze, or please emotions and nervous system. And it is your purpose in life, actually, I think, to find ways to get back into the engaged state, out of fight or flight, into healing, into rest and digest, into bliss, into calm, right? We want to live in a balanced state of sympathetic, parasympathetic. When we wake up in the morning, we wake up literally with a cortisol rush. Cortisol is the adrenal gland signing on. I'm awake. Am I safe? And it is up to you to look around and tell your body if you're safe or not. And most of us, or I shouldn't say that, but many of us in modern society, I'm on guard, and we stay on guard. We live in stories in our head, and we don't even realize we are unconsciously unconscious that we are living turned on in fight or flight mode. So the first step is to make the conscious. Where am I when I wake up in my cortisol? My cortisol just went off. I'm awake. Am I safe? Oh, I do this every morning. I wake up and I'm a little bit anxious. My mind comes on board and gets a little, am I living the life I want to live? And I get a little anxious and I have to breathe myself back into my body. I got to get out of my mind and back in my body. And then I have to move my emotions. I have to activate my serotonin, which is a calming neurotransmitter. I have to activate and let my dopamine come on board. That's my motivational nervous system neurotransmitter. And I have to activate my oxytocin nervous system, which is I am love, I am loved, and I am loving. And I have to do that every morning. I am reprogramming my personal nervous system. I am living alone, and I was programmed to say I needed someone else to be safe and someone else to be by my side. And I am reprogramming, no, I am safe in my body. I trust my body. So I do it through breath. I do it through movement. What movement can I listen to? What emotion am I feeling? And I notice my emotion, but I then get out of my head and back in my body and, oh, I'm feeling sad. Can I breathe myself out of sadness? Can I accept my emotion? And can I play with my energy state? Can I notice where I'm at and move myself back? And I can move myself back by moving my body, playing with my body. I can move myself back by touching myself and grounding myself in my body. I can move myself back from a, you know, dopamine rush of I'm so motivated, and sometimes my energy, I get pushback from some folks because I got big energy and I come across hard and I might get rejected, and I gotta get out of my brain, don't take it personally, and breathe myself back in my body, breathe, and relax my nervous system so I can come from love, come from my nervous system, come from who I really am, which is my heart, which is my love, which is my energy. This is my form, but who I really am is my heart, my biggest, biggest heart. And can I bring my heart with me wherever I go, to myself when I wake up a little stressed out, when I get ready to do a podcast and I'm scared I'm going to piss people off or I'm going to fail, and you know, my family said I have to be a doctor and somehow I want to be a radio host and a podcaster. Like, who am I thinking that I can be a personality? I'm supposed to be a doctor. But I want to be a love and bring my love and bring my nervous system to more people. I think the world needs love. And we need it bigly. And I'm big. And I'm also really small. And so I have to flip my nervous system switch on and off many times during the day. It's not like I live in one nervous system and I'm cool, calm, and collected all the time. I live in waves because I'm human and I'm water. And water lives in waves. And you know, we talk about hormones, and this is a total aside, and we think that we're in control of our hormones, but it's the universe that is controlling our hormones. And because we are 67% water, maybe the moon is controlling our water the way the moon controls the ocean. So can you play with the waves of emotions through you? Can you play with your body? Can you play with your mind and go, is it really safe right now in my body? And most of the time in this first world that I live in, I'm not fighting for food, water, and shelter. And I am safe in my body. And can I make it safe for you as well? Can we change our society from competition to collaboration? Can we make it safe that everyone on this planet has access to food, water, and shelter, so they are grounded and connected to this universe, to safety, so they can bring their full self, their creative self, to the planet? That's my dream for the world, that everyone has food, water, and housing, so they are safe to be fully alive, fully themselves. And what can we create as a universe? As Burning Man starts this week, can we create heaven on earth? That is my wish for you today as we end this podcast. Can you bring your full self to today, to now?
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.